This is just so, so nice. Do I like her? No, I hate her. I love it. This is just perfect. I don't know how you found this place, but oh, I'm so glad you did. I feel that I can actually breathe. You're glad that I'm breathing because you like that I'm alive. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I would hate to think that you're only dating me because you have a zombie fetish. A zombie fetish. Well, I am pretty zombie-like in the mornings. Can't deny that. So you do have a zombie fetish. I knew it. I knew it. That's why you always hug me. Actually, it's not even a hug. You cuddle me. I'm being all grumpy and zombie-like, and you like it. And I don't like that. At all. I hate your cuddles in the morning. I abhor them. I love them. Don't stop. Please don't stop. But this place is just amazing. So quiet. It feels like it's just us. Mostly because it is just us. There is no one for miles. It's just us. The beach, the ocean. The salty air. I needed this. I needed this so badly. You know. Of course you know, because you are just... You are so good to me. No, 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 no. Don't do that. Don't duck your head and play it off. You are unbelievably good to me. And I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate you. Are you blushing? So damn cute. You're unfairly cute and... Have I said thank you? Because thank you. I was going crazy with work. Everything is just going wrong. We're missing deadlines and... You know me. I always ended up doing everything myself because I'm a perfectionist and not a control freak. I'm not a control freak. I'm a bit of a control freak. I'm a control freak. I know I should do a lot. I mean, I do a lot. I mean, I should do less. I do way too much. I do way too much. Okay, you can say you told me so. You're far too smug. But you're right. I need to start. I know, start something. I need to take a vacation. Oh, this is a vacation. Weekend is a vacation. It's not really a vacation. You're right. Again, don't be smug. Actually, be smug because it's a good look on you. I should take some of those days that I've got banked up and I should take you somewhere nice. Or maybe I want to spoil you. Why? Because you're wonderful and thoughtful and... You? See, You might think that you've done nothing, but you've really done everything. You care about me. You don't leave everything to me. And that is a massive thing to me because I've always been the one who does stuff. I've always been the one that plans stuff. I am a control freak because I've never been able to rely on anyone. Everyone flakes out. Everyone lets me down. But you don't. You show up, and you show up strong. Like this. This weekend away. This is all you. You found this place. You did all the packing. You folded and ironed my clothes. I love you so much for that. I love you so much that you will do my ironing. Not that I expect you to do my ironing, but that you did my ironing. Cannot tell you. I hate ironing. I really hate it. I hate folding clothes. I hate ironing. I'm okay with laundry, but not that. That is not part of laundry. No, it's not. No. Putting it in the washing machine, putting it in the dryer, that's laundry. The other stuff is just medieval torture. But I do it because no one else will do it, but you did it. Not that I want you to do my ironing. I would never ask you to do that. I would. I do ask for help. I do. I have asked for help before. I have. I have. Okay. Remember when we first met? You ran into me. I fell down. I asked you to help me up. That definitely counts. It does. Okay, I have a hard time asking for help. I'm a control freak. What do you expect? I love you. You take some of the weight. I don't have to do everything. And I'm really not good at that. I'm not good at sharing the load. But you care. You make me feel like I can take the weekend off. Because I have taken the weekend off. Because you arranged a little getaway. This beach house. Away from everything. I love you. You were just. You make me feel so loved. And I hope that I make you feel one 18th of what you make me feel. That was strangely specific. It's so weird. Oh, you like that? Good. Although it does make you a little, you know, a bit strange. Just a bit. You know, that and your zombie fetish, it's a little concerning. Tiny, tiny bit concerning. No, tickle, no tickle, no tickle. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You're not weird. You're not strange. You are achingly normal. Take it back. Well, no, I won't. You didn't like it when I called you strange, so now I'm going to call you achingly normal. No tickle. No tickle. No, I really do not need to be tickled. No, I don't. What I need is to be kissed. Kissed? Wouldn't you rather kiss me than tickle me? No, you, please, 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 please don't tickle me. Please. Can't believe I told you I was ticklish. I regret that. I regret that so much. What? Oh, you want to kiss me? Well, I don't. Okay, just disengage the tickling stance. The tickling stance. You have a tickling stance. Okay, I am a little strange too. Come here. Stop it. Don't even try and look innocent. I know that you were just creeping to tickle me. Oh, that innocent face. I don't believe it. You were going to tickle me. You were going to kiss me and then tickle me. You were distracting me with your kiss. That is so low down. That's just... Wow, that's reprehensible. Reprehensible, yes. Yes, that's how bad it is. We are so weird. I love that I can be weird with you. I love that you are weird and that you have a zombie fetish. I mean, a sleepy zombie fetish, not a zombie fetish. Not that there's much difference. Because I really don't like getting up. Oh, you've noticed. Yeah, it's hard to miss. Come here. Give me your hands. Give me your hands. Well, I want to kiss you, but I don't want to be tickled, so give me your hands. I love you. And I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for this. Everything. Thank you for everything. Thank you for just... Thank you for... Thank you for letting me... lure you into a false sense of security! I'm sorry! No, tickle! No, that wasn't... I did not tickle you. I did not... Tickle. It was a tiny little tickle. Tiny little tickle. No. No tickle fight. No tickle fight. Why tickle fight? How did I start it? I did not start it. I kinda started it. Tickle fight? Really? But I hate tickle fights. I don't always lose. I always lose. I hate tickle fights. Okay. Tell you what. Why don't we put a little wager on it? I know I always... Darling, just hear me out. If I lose the tickle fight, I will book 3 weeks off of work and I will take you somewhere lovely. And if you win the tickle fight, I'll take 3 weeks off work and I'll take you somewhere really lovely. But you'll have to do the ironing. What'd you say? All right. Assume your tickle stance. Because this... this is on...